Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're talking this evening to Sir Arthur Grebe Striebling.
Strebe Griebling.
No, I'm terribly sorry. I thought it was Grebe Striebling.
No, Strebe Griebling. Or thinking of Grebe Striebling. The T is silent as in fox. Good evening. Oh.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Says
hi. Good evening.
Good evening. We'd like to ask Sir Arthur, actually, about his rather unique restaurant, the Frog and Peach.
Good evening.
Good evening. If you would tell us something about it, Sir Arthur.
Yes, well, the idea for Frog and Peach came to me in the bath. A great number of things come to me in the bath, mainly sort of mosquitoes and adders, but in this case, a rather stupendous idea. I suddenly thought, as I was scrubbing my back with a loofah, I thought, where can a young couple who are having an evening out, not too much money, and they want to have a decent meal, you know, a decent frog and a nice bit of peach, where can they go? Where can they go and get it? And answer came there, none. And so I had this idea of starting a restaurant specializing in these frogs' legs and peaches. And on this premise, I built this restaurant.
In these premises, in
these
fact.
Precise premises, yes, these very ones. Good evening.
Good evening. How long ago did you start this venture? Was it recently?
It was certainly within living memory. Shortly after the First World War.
Ghastly business, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely ghastly business. Yes. And I started it shortly after that. Never since then, it's sort of been here, you know, hereabouts in any case.
Yes. And how has business been?
Well, business hasn't been, in the strict sense of the word. Rather, let me answer that question in two parts. There hasn't been any business, and nobody's been. It's been a quiet time these last 15 to 18 years. It's been a quiet time for us, really, in the business.
But don't you feel that, in a way, you're at some disadvantage being stuck out in the middle of Dartmoor here?
I think the word disadvantage is awfully well chosen there. Yes, this is what we're at. We're at a disadvantage. You see, when I had the idea, I weighed up the pros and cons, and I came to the conclusion, rightly or wrongly, or possibly both.
Or neither.
Or neither or neither, as they say in some part of the country.
Or quantro.
Indeed. I thought that the pros outweighed the cons by about 2.5 ounces, and I thought the people in Britain were crying out for a restaurant where there wasn't any parking problem. In fact, I heard somebody in the street crying out for a restaurant without a parking problem. A Norwegian sailor, I believe, on leave. He was saying, oh, for a restaurant without a parking problem. And this sort of inspired me to start this one. There's no parking problem here, situated as we are in the middle of a bog in the heart of Dartmoor.
Yes.
No difficulty parking, some difficulty extricating your car, but otherwise well situated.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. Don't you feel, again, you're at a disadvantage because of your menu? I mean,
the menu, oh dear, yes, that is, oh, this has been a terrible hindrance to us, building up a business. The menu is the most, have you seen it?
Well, I have,
it's,
yes.
It's the most appalling thing. It's, there's so little to choose from. You can start with, what's that?
Spawn cocktail.
Spawn cocktail, one of the most revolting dishes known to man. Then there's only two other dishes, really. There's frog à la pêche, which is frog done in Cointreau, and with a peach stuff in its mouth. And then, of course, there's pêche à la frog, which is really not much to write home about. It's a sort of... The waiter comes to your table. He's got this huge peach on it, which is covered in boiling liqueur, you see. And then he slices it open to reveal about 2,000 little black tadpoles. It's one of the most disgusting sights I've ever seen. Oh, it turns me over to think of it. Poor little creatures.
Rather nauseous.
Squiggle, squiggle, they go. Oh.
Who does the cooking?
My wife does the cooking, and luckily she does the eating as well. An amazing creature. Of course, she's not a well woman.
No.
Not a well woman at all. And so she very much resents having to go down the well every morning to sprinkle swoop on the toads. An amazing creature, my wife. An amazing creature.
Yes.
I met her during the war, actually.
You did?
Yes, she blew in through the drawing room window with a bit of shrapnel, became embedded in the sofa, and, you know, one thing led to her mother, and we were married in the hour.
I suppose, actually...
Would you like some pond water?
No, I won't.
It's 2 shillings. No. Yeah, it's revolting stuff. Yeah. I wouldn't have it.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
What are you about to ask me about?
I'm about to ask you. I suppose this sort of menu...
Yes.
...could, in fact, appeal to the French.
It could appeal to the French, and I've tried appealing to the French over Radio Street Gribbling, which, as you know, is situated in the moat, not a stone's throw from here. But the response has been, it's not been excessive. It's nil, I think, would be the word.
Well, it all sounds rather disastrous to me.
Disaster? Catastrophic, I think, would be a better word, really, for it.
Do you have any other plans for other business ventures?
Yes and no. I thought of starting a sort of sophisticated restaurant with kind of sophisticated music somewhere up in Peeblesshire.
Mm.
Somewhere where a young couple who are out for the evening, you see, who've got about 85 guineas to spend, can get a really decent meal.
Mm. What are you going to call it?
The Vole and Pea.
Well, what sort of food?
Well, I was thinking largely simple English roast vole, you know, and a decent British pea. Get the two together and I think you're on pretty good ground.
Yes, indeed. Do you feel you've learned by your mistakes here?
I think I have, yes, and I think I could probably repeat them almost, almost perfectly. I know my mistakes inside out.
I'm sure you will repeat them. Well, yes. Thank you very much, Sir Arthur.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Would you like one for the toad?
No, thank you.
Falling out of that.